Good luck. We hope you had a most enjoyable Shabbos. We continue with our study of Nachiyomi as we do every single day. Lili Nishmas Avi Mori Rav Hilba Meir Chel Mechel Zichrono Levracha and the late great Rabbi Jerry Acker Zichrono Levracha. And of course, learning in the shul this week has been sponsored graciously. Lili Nishmas Chana Racha Bas David HaKohen. We are in Mizmor Mem Gimel. And of course, we're going to continue the process of the preceding one. And that's the way the Radak brings it up. And once again, we're talking about David HaMelech's deep desire to get a redemption from the galus that he's in. And a Jew who goes through his galus and he gets up to say Tikkun Chatzos. Tikkun Chatzos has two halves. The first half, Tikkun Rachel, is about the sorrow and the despair, like Mama Rachel, who cried. The second half, Tikkun Yaakov Leah, or otherwise identified as Tikkun Leah, it reveals a hope for Am Yisrael, because Yaakov never separated from Leah, even in the death. They're still in Mara Samach Peir together, and that's a symbolic of the inseparable tie between Am Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And so Tikkun Leah and Yaakov begin with these two kapitlach, the one from yesterday and the one from today, which tells us about Am Yisrael's thirst for Hashem, a thirst that goes undiminished every single day. And so, in this very short kapitel, Shavteini Elokim v'riva rivimi goy, lo chasid me ishmir mavi avla tefalteinu Hashem, please avenge me and champion my cause against the people who have no chesed. Help me escape from a person who is not honest with me. Rashi explains that if you judge me rigorously, you'll see that I'm superior to my enemy, and you'll go ahead and you'll avenge the things that I've suffered, and you'll fight. And the Radak adds, I ask this of you, and I lack the strength to defend myself, as opposed to the nations that have no chesed, those nations that are not merely Rishayim, because they're worse than Rishayim. They're deceitful. They make themselves look kind, but actually they're very quite cruel in that regard. And we see that so much in our society, where people make the decisions about who's right and who's cruel, and in the name of religion or in the name of what's right. And it we see it, and there is no judgment. Ki ata Elokeim uzi lama zanachtani lama kodera salich belachatz oyev. You are Hashem of my might. Why did you abandon me? Why do I have to walk in gloom because of the enemy? It seems a little bit wild and crazy. In my past, when I was in my glory, you defended me with your might. So why are you turning away from me now that I'm in Galus, says the Radak? We called out to you at that point in time. And why you are not oblivious to the to what happened in Mitzrayim when we said, you said, Gamra Isi es halachat, you saw our pressure and our oppression. How come you allow me to sink into the same situation once again? Shlach orcha b'amitcha hema yanchuni. So instead, send your light and your truth. Send Melech HaMashiach, who's identified with Or, or Chadash Al Tzion Toyer, says the Rashbam, right? And those things will lead me, Yaviyuni al har kachacha ve'al mishkenosecha, they'll bring me to the mount of your sanctuary and to your dwelling. Vo'al mizbach Elokim el simchas gili va'otcha bekinor Elokim sela. And I might come to the mizbeach, to Hashem, to the gladness of my joy, and I'll praise you on the kinor. Matish tochachi nafshi umatemi alai Hashem. Why are you so downcast, my soul? Why do you yearn for me? That's a little bit crazy. Hochili leilokim, wait for Hashem. Ki odo denu yeshuos panai veilokai. And we're going to get there to that point in time. And we're going to be able to offer sacrifices to Hashem like we used to do at that period in time. You know, Rabbi Yonas and Ibishitz, in the final note to Crazy and Placey, he comments and he offers the following statement. He says that according to the tradition, if the Melech HaMashiach is supposed to come at its right time, Elio will come 3 days earlier to announce him. However, if we are deserving in very virtuous, so Elio and Mashiach will both arrive at the same time. And that's what we say, Shlach Orcha V'Amitcha. Elio represents Emes, he is a Navi after all, and the Melech HaMashiach is the Or. So we're supposed to send them both without the delay. Let us be redeemed from our difficulty right away. This is the kapitel known as Mem Gimel, and Be'ezus Hashem, tomorrow morning, we'll get in touch with, yet again, the words of the B'nai Korach as well. Everyone have a wonderful day and a terrific week.